The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller. It is a Friday, folks, the 11th day of June 2021. And my friend Tom sent me over something, and it had to do with the NHL and the playoffs. And I kind of, yeah, okay. Well, I opened it up, and I was readily astounded. Now, nothing out of the ordinary. No, nobody got fired up on the ice with an AK-47 or an AR-15. No. It was simply the opening of a playoff game with the singing of the national anthem. And two things stuck out rather quickly. One was the place was packed. Not one person in the stands had a mask on. And they favor patriotism for their country. Oh, what's that you say? You mean we didn't have half of the crowd fighting the other half of the crowd? You mean they actually showed up to watch a hockey game and enjoy themselves for a couple hours? Yes, they did. I want to play this for you. It translates well on air. I'm sorry that you don't get to see the unmasked crowds. But I got to tell you what, for a minute and 46 seconds, my heart was soaring.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting tonight's colors is the New York State University Police. And now, please join Nicole Revive as we sing together our national anthem.
Oh, so. Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed?
A hockey game last night, and patriotism broke out. Whoa! makes me cry. To watch a bunch of people together, gathered together. There's no racism, there's no BS, and not one masked person in the crowd. And I guess this happened day before yesterday. It was Boston, whoever the hell, Boston NHL team, I don't even know. And I think it was the New York Rangers, I think. I'm not sure. And it doesn't matter. This was an expression of people that said, you know what? I've had enough. I want to love my country, but you're making it damned hard for me to love my country. Well, that took my breath away. Almost for a minute and 46 seconds, I was in the home of the brave and the land of the free. And then a hockey game broke out. Wow. I caught part of this on C-SPAN yesterday. Senator Tom Cotton, he was talking to the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on June 10th. That was yesterday. That hundreds of military whistleblowers have reported being forced to receive anti-American indoctrination training, including, that's right, CRT, critical race theory. Now, as the story goes, Senator Tom Cotton, Republican out of Arkansas, speaks during a hearing to examine United States Special Operations Command and United States Cyber Command in review of the defense authorization request for fiscal year 2022 and the future year's defense program on Capitol Hill in Washington on March 25th. Okay. In the Senate hearing with Austin, Cotton claimed that within the military there's a plummeting morale, growing mistrust between races and sexes, where none existed just 6 months ago, and unexpected retirements and separations based on these trainings alone. One whistleblower, Cotton alleged, and you can tell this is a liberal writing this crap, but you notice something, they can't do a whole lot except maybe put in the occasional alleged. No, we all know. I'm not in the active ranks of the military, and I know what's going on. One whistleblower said the military history training was replaced with training about police brutality, systemic racism, and white privilege. Another said his unit had to read White Fragility by feminist author and critical theory proponent Robin DiAngelo. In May, the Space Force confirmed it relieved Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer, a former instructor and fighter pilot, as commander of the 11th Space Warning Squadron. And I'm not down with any of this space stuff. So yeah, just more on the military budget, spending money for what? By the way, Mike, before I forget here, your dad came over to fix my air conditioner. Thank God he came over. Last night. This is Texas, folks, okay? Let's remind you. No, I know it's not California not having a heat wave and the water drying up. Nope. But at 3 o'clock in the morning without air conditioning, when the inside of your house is 85 degrees, I couldn't sleep for more than 10 minutes at a stretch. And I'll tell you, if it wasn't for air conditioning, I wouldn't be here in Texas. But he and I got to talk, and he's 38-year military, active and Guard Reserve and all that other stuff. And generally speaking, and this is what I didn't want to say on the tail of playing that wonderful rendition of, yeah, we're going to sing the national anthem, that people that have been led down a blind path in this country as to what patriotism is and who the heroes are and what the military is involved in. This is what I appreciate about your old man, Mike, is he got it. He's patriotic. We're old school, you see. We're patriotic. We love our country. He knew about Vietnam. I told him my story about Vietnam. They drafted him. They were going to draft him for 2 years back in 65. And the Army was going, okay, well, if you get drafted, you go into Marines. But if you want to join for an extra year, you go in the Army. He said, okay, Army it is. So he was in the jungles of Nam. And I looked over at him and I said, do you know the last time we had an officially declared war? He knew the answer to that. He said, yeah, it was World War II. Not Korea. That was a UN operation. Hint, hint, demilitarized zone. And Korea is still divided. Vietnam, they had a demilitarized zone while we were there. And again, a UN operation. What he had to say about George Bush, I can't repeat on air. But man, now, this is old school. This is old time patriotism that we don't go running around. I'd ask him, I said, by the way, I said, did you know how many people, U.S. service people, were killed over in the Middle East in the last 20 years? He didn't know the answer. He looked at me and said, 500,000? I said, half of that. Roughly 200. Well, actually, it's 273,180. And he looked at me and he said, over a damn lie. I said, repeated lies. So I like your old man, Mike. And I tried to pay him other than just a refrigerant, and he didn't want to take the money. Because he knows what I do. He knows who I am and what I believe. He didn't even want to charge me for the refrigerant. He says, I got it. I said, what do you mean you got to? Of course you have to. And by the way, we switched out the R-22. The stuff that's 20% more efficient than this crap that they're pushing on us now. And the only reason, that stuff is $50 a pound. The other stuff that he replaced, he said, look, he said, this is 20% less efficient. He said, that means it takes the air conditioning in your house about 20% longer to get to that temperature. And I said, I can deal with that because my friend Tom set me up with Ambit Energy. And I said, my bill last month was $8. The bill before that was $0, and the bill before that was $0. So thank you, Tom. I appreciate that. But in order to get you to stop using R-22, they just jacked the price up. Just jacked the hell out of it. I like your old man. He's honest. He's straightforward. Did you say too much or pretty much? Too much? Well, and he explained that part of it, too. I'm not going to go into it on air. Don't worry. while he was off fighting wars, Mama wasn't home raising the kids. At any rate, so back to the Space Force thing. This Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer, former instructor, fighter pilot, commander of the 11th Space Warning Squadron, while he didn't specifically name the reason why Lohmeyer was terminated, they cited comments made by Lohmeyer during a podcast in which he denounced the critical race theory and warned about the spread of Marxism within the Space Force's ranks. Wow! He's got a uniform on and he's telling the truth. Got to get rid of that guy. CRT, which draws heavily upon Marxist critical theory and postmodernist writers, denounce U.S. and Western culture as oppressive and often claims American culture and institutions are promoting systemic racism or white supremacy. Well, wait a minute. Mike, can I talk about that for a second? Versus the people of color out there that are telling me I'm a white supremacist, but after watching what they're doing with their lives, what they believe, does that mean I'm superior to them culturally? That might be racism. Some critics have said the ideology's proponents apply the Marxist tactic itself of class struggle to drive people along the lines of gender, race, ethnicity, rather than between the proletariat and the bourgeois. In the hearing, Austin told Cotton that some training is designed to make sure that the armed forces are welcoming to everybody who can qualify and who is fit to serve. Quoting him, he says, "We ought to look like the America we support and defend, and senior leadership itself should look like what's in the ranks." But Cotton suggested claims the military is attempting to foster diversity with such training is incorrect. Being a military guy, he should already know that. But this is JoJo's guy here, all right? Cotton said it's about very specific kind of anti-American indoctrination that is seeping into some parts of our military based off the whistleblowers' complaints we have received. The military for decades has been one of the institutions in society where you are most likely to get ahead based on your own performance, your own merit, irrespective of your color of your skin, where you came from, and who your parents were. And then, of course, being the slash military politician guy that Austin is, he agreed with Cotton's sentiment. He says, "I absolutely agree with that. I'm an example of that." But wait a minute, we got a problem here. Austin went on to state that the military needs to be a bit better, be absolutely inclusive, and promote equity. The terms inclusive and equity have been used in these social justice circles for years. Austin then argued that by doing so, it'll be the most effective and lethal fighting force in the world. You're full of malarkey. You're full of bullcrap. Sorry, but that's just the way it's laying. Man, oh man, oh man. Well, Texas, we've got some good news for you. And this is coming out of Microsoft. So it always tickles me when I open up an MSN article. I know it's going to be slanted, tainted, and whatever. But here again, here is a story that they really can't twist. Texas is going to build a wall along its border with Mexico. Yes, Mexico's going, yeah, we don't like this illegal immigration either. The Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott has announced that the state will build a wall along its southern border with Mexico, sparking criticism from human rights and immigration advocacy groups. Yeah. Citing the Biden administration's rollback of the Trump-era immigration policies, and it's not the Trump era, this was in place before Donald J. There was federal law, do not cross this line because we're not going to let you. Well, that has changed. Abbott announced the border wall plans amid other security measures, including plans for Texas to construct its own detention centers and a $1 billion of the state's budget being allocated to border security. Abbott also declared that more undocumented immigrants will be arrested and sent to local jails versus being turned over to the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, also known as ICE. Now, do you understand what the man just said? We're not going to depend on the federal government for a damn thing. More on this story when we get back. I'm feeling a little bit un-COVID-y today, Mikey. We'll also open up the lines as well, the phone lines. Maybe I'll give out that number at the bottom of the hour. Hang on.
One shot at a time.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Governor Abbott, and I'm quoting him, he says, "I will announce next week the plan for the state of Texas to begin building the border wall." And he said this at the Border Security Summit in Del Rio on Thursday. To be clear, this is an attempt to distract from his governing failures while targeting vulnerable migrants, tweeted the American Civil Liberties Union of Texas. Our card-carrying communist friends, thank you very much. Can we just get rid of the ACLU down here in Texas, because they don't know the difference between constitutional rights and these supposed civil liberties? Y'all can leave. Thank you. Edna Yang, the co-executive director of Immigration, see what I mean about a slant piece? They couldn't really lie in the first couple of paragraphs here, but they're trying their best. The co-executive director of Immigration Advocacy and Legal Aid Group, American Gateways, in a statement obtained by the New York Times, quoted her as saying, "It's not going to make any border community or county safer. You are full of crap. Why don't you go buy some property down on the U.S.-Mexico border and see if you get a good night's sleep? Because what you will hear rustling outside of your window, you dip crap, are illegals. And oh, by the way, they're not all just seeking the kind warmness of America. A lot of these guys are drug dealers, criminals, and God knows what else.
And by the way, you better make sure that anything you've got on your property that's shackled, you better have it bolted and locked down, because it'll disappear. And Governor Abbott is planning to steal Texans' land for a political stunt. And this came out of the Democrat Texas Representative Joaquin Castro. Yeah, as in Fidel Castro. Now, it is. Here's the argument. It is unclear if Texas has the authority to construct a border wall following Biden's cancellations of such building projects. I'm sorry, let's backtrack. We're in the business here of canceling Joe Biden. And somebody the other day, folks, I got a kick out of this one. Well, if they do the audit and they found out that Joe Biden and Camilla Legs in the Air Harris, they got into office and Trump really won the election, that would mean Nancy Pelosi has to take over as president of the United States. What? Let me put it to you this way. That would be like you having a car. It's a Chevrolet, and you take it to a Ford dealer, and you're insisting that they cover your warranties. It ain't going to happen. What kind of logic is that? The president and vice president got into the White House illegally. All kinds of treason went, and that's the true nature of what went on out there with people and this vote count, literally stealing it, that somehow JoJo and Camilla can't be in the White House, so Nancy Pelosi has to move in? Yeah. Sure. Well, the president that's not in the Oval Office right now, he was giving a speech. And it was, I do believe in, well, let me just fire it up. In Greenville, North Carolina, GOP had their big deal thing going on. This was actually covered on C-SPAN. You think Donald is going to go bye-bye? Donald's not going anywhere. And have you seen him? I mean, literally, have you seen him lately? I swear to God, he looks younger than he did 5 years ago. Mentally, this guy's intact. Physically, he looks fine, even if he has to wait another 3.5 years to take the White House back. And the proof is going to be in the pudding to all the Democrats out there that thought they were doing a good thing by electing JoJo. No. The only problem with waiting 3.5 years to vote Biden out is we're not going to have a country left in 3.5 years. And you think I'm joking about that? I am not. Here's what Mr. Trump had to say at the Greenville, North Carolina GOP deal.
But Fauci has perhaps never been more wrong than when he denied the virus and where it came from. The time has come for America and the world to demand reparations and accountability from the Communist Party of China. We should all declare within one unified voice that China must pay. They must pay.
That was the 2021 North Carolina Republican Party Convention. You think Trump's done? We'll all be done. JoJo and the whore is in office for another 3.5 years. I have no problem saying that, by the way. She was smart enough not to sleep her way to the bottom. She slept her way to the top.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Jim Jordan going after Mr. Ray, the FBI director. Is that what they're calling him? Okay. Maybe I should contact Director Ray personally and tell him that there is a revolution that's being fomented in this country by the likes of George Soros, giving scads unending amounts of money to prosecutors so they can take office, and, you know, the activist judges in the benches, and oh, that's right, the people directly going out and burning and killing and looting and doing all that other stuff. Oh, yeah. We have literally a communist coup going on in this country, and Director Ray doesn't seem to recognize it. Why is that? Have I just gone stupidly inept, or am I missing something, or what? Here's what Jim Jordan had to say to Mr. Ray of the FBI.
Director, it always seems that the leaks from our institutions and government agencies benefit Democrats. I mean, we just had the, as Mr. Bishop pointed out, we just have the fact that the IRS leaked the personal tax returns of U.S. citizens. This happened to be at the time the Democrats are trying to raise taxes on the American people. And then, of course, there's what happened, someone from the FBI or DOJ leaking information about the fact that Mr. DeJoy At least it's been reported that Mr. DeJoy is under investigation for, if you can believe what's written in the press, for alleged campaign finance violations that took place between 2004, I think, and 2015. So even if he did it, it seems to me the statute of limitations has run. So I want to ask about that in particular. Is there an internal investigation at the Justice Department, or more specifically at the FBI? I know you have an inspections division. This is the division, on my understanding, that looked into Andy McCabe's issue when he leaked information that he shouldn't have leaked. Is there some kind of internal investigation going on?
Well, as you by now have probably come to expect from me, Congressman, of course, I can't confirm any specific investigations, but what I can tell you...
I'm not talking about an investigation that the FBI is... I'm talking about an internal investigation to actions that someone in your division may have leaked information to the press regarding the Postmaster General.
Likewise, I wouldn't confirm a specific investigation. We have our inspection division has a unit dedicated to internal investigations, and we put some of our best people in it because of how important it is. We also have that I stood up in the last administration in our counterintelligence division, a dedicated leak unit to pursue criminal investigations where that is appropriate. In some cases, they work with each other, you know, because there's an administrative side and a criminal side. But really, that's all I can say. I can't really confirm specific investigations.
I understand. You've given that answer to us. And look, I get that. You give that answer to us 1,000 times a day and 1,000 times and the other times you testified. I understand that. But when we're talking about the Postmaster General of the United States, we're talking about the tax returns of the American of American citizens. Again, all conveniently timed, it seems to me. I mean, last summer, many Democrats called for the Postmaster General to step down. The left had all kinds of protesters at his house last summer in the whole debate about mail-in voting. And then we see this story sort of out of nowhere that supposedly he's under investigation. I just was curious if you'd tell us if it's internal. Does the FBI give critical race theory training to your agents and employees?
Not to my knowledge. We certainly provide different kinds of diversity training, just like almost any organization these days. But certainly I've never heard of any kind of critical race theory training.
But is that a yes or a no? Is there critical race theory training going on at the FBI? Yes or no?
Be careful. Be careful.
My answer is not that I'm aware of.
Okay. How about this?
He's not going to answer that yes or no because he needs his wiggle room. Now that's he's the director of the FBI, and the question is: Are you teaching critical race theory to your agents? And he did not answer negative or in the affirmative. And any lawyer will tell a witness that takes the stand, always say to the best of my knowledge or the best of my recollection, because we all know that memory can be faulty, right? That leaves you a back door of, oops, if the prosecution or the defense comes up with something, you see my point. At any rate.
The issue of this, Washington Post reported back in April that FBI had sent, quote, geofence search warrants to Google and got information about January 6th, phone numbers of folks here on Capitol Hill, and that include members and staff and others who were authorized to be in the Capitol on that date. How did you distinguish? It's our understanding, according to the news reports, there's an exclusion list of folks who were, you know, supposed to be in the Capitol that day. How is that all being handled? How did you determine who's on the exclusion list, who isn't? How did you get that information, and what are you doing with that information now, particularly the phone numbers and identifying phones of members of Congress and staff who are supposed to be on Capitol Hill?
So I think you anticipated probably the most important part in your question, which is, again, and I want to be careful not to talk about any specific investigation, but the geolocation data that we're talking about is, again, doesn't identify a person, it identifies a device. And so one of the first things we needed to do, because on January 6th itself, our focus was on trying to secure you all and the facility, so we weren't arresting people here on site. So after the fact, we needed to figure out who was here by looking at the list.
I was there on January 6th, and I can tell you who was there, and I don't have the resources of the FBI. I saw Antifa being allowed in vehicle after vehicle after vehicle. They didn't bother to call me. The FBI didn't bother to call me. I was standing in front of that state house. They didn't call me. BLM was being allowed in. Okay, that could be covered under the First Amendment. But what did they discover here? Ruby Freeman's daughter, election supervisor Wandrea Shea Moss, or I'm sorry, let me back up here. That's a story that kind of touches it, but not really what I'm looking for here. Hold on one second. It's coming around. Yeah, we'll circle back around to that. Hold on. It's coming. If it was posted, I sent it over, Mike. And I do not see it. Do me a favor, Mike. Go through the both today and yesterday. That's an important story as to who this guy was that actually shot the woman up there. He is a BLM activist. Geez, that's kind of inconvenient. So, Mr. Ray, what about that? Oh, I'm sorry. We can't talk about any investigations, active investigations.
Of device numbers. And then with that, we needed to be able to get from, and I think we got it from the Capitol Police, but I'm not sure about that, a list of who was, as you said, supposed to be here so that we could exclude those people and focus on the numbers
of we know that
who were
some
not
people,
supposed to be here.
No,
and then using those numbers, then start to pursue logical investigative leads of the people who were not supposed to be
here. No, I appreciate that, and thank you. But some people who were supposed to be here, we know were subsequently called. By the FBI, and they were staff on Capitol Hill. That's because you didn't know, you were finding out, I mean, what was going on there.
The gentlelady's time has expired. The gentleman may, the witness may answer the question.
Well, again, I don't want to speak to any specific investigation, but our reasons for going to interview witnesses about things are a lot more than geolocation data. So it may have been that we saw a video footage of somebody and we think this person saw something in this place, or some witness told us go talk to this person because they know what happened over here. So there's a whole host of reasons why we would have gone to interview somebody that might have nothing to do with geolocation data. So I can't really speak to any specific person who
is was the exclusion.
General lady's time
only
is... General?
Yeah. And you didn't interview any of the Antifa people. You didn't interview any of the BLM people. Evidently, you didn't interview the guy that committed a murder in front of God and all his people. Evidently, you haven't talked to him. Stern warning, folks. And I know some people have a tendency to bow or yield to supposed authority. FBI shows up anywhere around you, do not talk to them. Tell them to have a nice day. Unless they got paperwork there for your arrest, do not talk to these clowns. The federalization of the states to begin with. You know, nobody has yet been able to give me a credible answer of why we have federal courts in our respective states. And I know people are willing to give me a slew of some of the stuff that they do. Yeah, well, they do some of the stuff. But they're there as enforcers for unconstitutional things with the authority of blowing your fool head off if they think you're a threat to them. Don't talk to them. Smile. Tell them to have a nice day and go about your business. You know, how many years ago did they... we got to have fusion centers. Oh, the terrorism problem. Oh, my God. We got to have the FBI right up next to the local police. Oh, it's just to share information. Seeing how you people couldn't grab your backside in a lighted room with both hands on any given day,
What exact information are you going to share? No, they're there to extract information. It cracked me up the day that a Round Rock police detective showed up at this place, showed me his gold detective badge, but also showed me his FBI badge. Well, wait a minute. Are you a local cop or are you an FBI guy? Well, I'm kind of both. And I said, well, you kind of shouldn't be in my office, should you? He got really uncomfortable because he's looking at one of my bookshelves and he sees expended 50 rounds. He sees the brass for 50 caliber rounds. And he says, what's that? I said, what the hell does it look like? Well, you got a 50 cal? And I said, yeah. It's a backpack Navy SEAL thing. It's like 21 and a half inches long. And if your head, yeah, it looks like it's about the size of a pie plate, I can hit your melon at a half a mile. By the way, it only weighs 22 pounds. Just over the legal limit. Yeah. Just sucking up information wherever they go. I have seen enough of the FBI. I've seen their complicity. I see what they will investigate. I see what they won't investigate. And some of the biggest scam artists that ever hit Washington, D.C., they turn a blind eye to. There is a little, literally, a political coup in this country that the Mad Jew is funding, and they don't even want to talk to George Soros. Can anybody explain to me why? I can almost guarantee you that the critical race theory is being taught to FBI agents. And just because Ray seems to want to have a little wiggle room here, well, I'm not aware. Yeah. You're not aware of much, are you? And excuse me, why do we need an FBI in the first place? Oh, that's right, to enforce federal laws, much of which shouldn't be on the books in the first damn place. Most of what they claim is federal jurisdiction were already on the books as crime. We didn't need a new definition of it. A criminal is a criminal. Criminals do criminal things. They extort. They murder. They rob. These are crimes that are already on the books. Why do I have to codify a Fed going into a state, a sovereign state, for any reason? You can see how long I would last on a committee in Washington, D.C. Not very. Oh, and in your off time, Mr. Ray, can you investigate the Federal Reserve Bank parading as a government entity? That's both illegal, unconscionable, and immoral, and everything else. Can you investigate that one, please? Just when you have a little bit of free time. Journalist Matt Tabby on Thursday said that some conservatives and liberals now have a common cause against a new trend supporting the privatization of control over speech. Yeah, let me say that line again. A new trend supporting the privatization of control over speech, in which some people and ideas are deemed too dangerous to be shared with the public. In an interview on Hill.tv's Rising, Tabby responded to criticism recently levied against author and journalist Glenn Greenwald, a former writer at The Intercept, for speaking and providing content to right-wing media outlets. Oh, you see, our news has to be politicized. Oh, absolutely. That's your new media. That's your great reset in your great democracy. That we're going to eliminate and codify and make it illegal for you to speak the truth. Go suck an egg. Tabby said that this criticism is symbolic of a larger epistemic, he called it, revolution, in which a growing number of people believe information should be controlled by experts. You know, like COVID-19. In the Trump era, I think there had been kind of a significant philosophical shift to just some things that are too dangerous and some people are just too dangerous to allow to have civil liberties. And what we really need is a group of enlightened experts. So they're trying to codify and make you believe that news management is in your best interest.
Right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening live virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Slide this in here real quickly. I think, Mike, I can jam this in here. And I've seen a lot of this stuff being written about, but evidently this has validity. Magnetism intentionally added to vaccine to force mRNA through your entire body, every cell in it. And this comes from Stu Peters. And here is the interview.
Well, last week on Friday, we talked with Brittany Galvin, a vaccine injury victim that's been hospitalized in Florida and whose neurologist has confirmed that her serious diagnosis is a direct result of the Moderna injection being referred to as a so-called COVID vaccine, falsely, by the way. We have reached out to that neurologist, and we hope that he will be brave enough to make an appearance on this program. Her diagnosis is called Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is commonly referred to as a rare disorder. The disease forces your body's immune system to first attack your nerves, resulting in weakness and tingling in your extremities at the beginning, but ultimately resulting in full body paralysis and death. Since talking with Brittany on this program, I have received hundreds of emails from victims of the jab saying that they too have received this exact diagnosis. And when they try to tell the world, they're censored, blocked, banned, canceled. They're scared to death for their own lives, but at the same time have the strength and bravery, like Brittany, to be concerned about the rest of us, particularly our kids. Tragic. Social media has also been flooded with countless videos of people sticking metal objects to themselves, an unexplainable phenomenon that at first seemed fringe for medical professionals and scientists who were actually reluctant to associate this apparent magnetism with the COVID shots.
You go figure it out. We're tricked. We're all f***ed.
Brittany Galvin's Instagram account blew up after she publicly shared several self-recorded videos and then one of her team of doctors who was shocked when they themselves tested her magnet theory and saw that it was indeed real. I've received so many emails about this magnetism since that interview, I can't even keep up. But nobody with medical credentials really wanted to talk about it, and the comments on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and all the other platforms were mostly skeptics having a hard time believing that these people were credible. We can't say that anymore. It is real, it's scary, and it's becoming undeniable to everyone that would like for you to believe that it's a hoax. Jane Ruby is an international health economist with over 20 years in pharmaceutical research experience. She's a medical expert, a Stu Peters Show contributor, and she joins us now. Dr. Ruby, this is horrific.
Stuart, you hit the nail on the head. It's real. We know it's real. There's an entire science in the literature about it. And we also know something else that's really tragic and horrific. It was intentionally added to these injections. Why, you're asking me? Because it is a more aggressive delivery mechanism to get it into every cell in your body. It's a process called magnetofection. And it's this. All this information is readily available. You can do the research yourself. You can look at the government's website, PubMed, to look at the peer-reviewed journal studies that have been published on this particular science. And what it is, Stu, is they are using magnetic fields through different chemicals to actually concentrate the RNA, the mRNA, into people's cells. This is in alignment with everything we've been reporting for weeks now. We just know what and how is behind these magnetic phenomenon.
All right, I've got to hold it here. Obviously, it's longer than what I thought. At any rate, we'll get to the other part of this interview. This gets darker and deeper every damn day, folks. And yeah, Dr. Fauci under the bus, yeah, let's just get rid of him. Yeah, okay. The communist Chinese released the coronavirus on the world. Yeah, okay. Hour two coming up. We'll take your calls as well.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.